He's in the house of God. My grandkids have heard about him. Hallelujah. Not only bouncing on mom and daddy's knee, but grandpa and pawpaw and nana's knee. Hallelujah. Heaven's real. I'm pretty confident they believe that. If they don't yet, they will. Praise God. Amen. Because I'm going to keep asking, I'm going to keep seeking, and I'm going to keep knocking. Hallelujah. I want to see them all saved. I want to see them all in heaven. I want to see them all victorious. Hallelujah. And I know God's more than able to do that, and he wants it more than I do. Praise God. You can be seated again tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to do my utmost best not to hold you very long. I appreciate your patience and appreciate the testimonies tonight of what God has done. Hearts and lives. My God is so good, isn't he? Hallelujah. I'm glad you're still alive, Isaac. Praise the Lord. Glory. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. It is amazing, you know, if each one of us could write a story, a book, even just a journal about our Christian life from the starting point to where he's brought us to right now. There'd be times of joy, excitement. There'd be times of sadness and regret. Part of life. Part of life. Even though God has been so good to me all my life, there are some times, even in my Christian life, that I regret because I didn't really do what I should have done when I should have done it. That's the regrets that I'm talking about. Those times when God dealt in your heart to go witness to someone and you just really couldn't find the courage or the time to get it done, and then before you knew it, they were gone. You don't even know whether they made heaven or not, but you know you missed an opportunity to help them get there. Those are times of regret. Those are times of regret. And so I want to strive not to repeat those times. Amen. But then all the times when you did what he asked you to do, and then you can step back and begin to praise him for look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to do something a little bit different this evening. Once again, I appreciate the testimonies tonight of what God is doing in our hearts and our lives. Praise the Lord. Who wants to help me pass these out? Got one grandson hiding. Got one granddaughter not paying attention. I got another one that would never do it. She'd be scared to death. Go ahead, London, pass those out for me, please. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've just titled this tonight, just a simple title, Words of Life. And I want to try to emphasize here just a little bit before I read these portions of Scripture. These are words of life. They're not just good words. They're not just encouraging words. They're words of life. Because they are the words of God. This is the glorious thing about it. These are not Brother Pepper's words. There are times in our preaching where some of our words may be are expounding on the Scriptures, and we use the best vocabulary that we have to expound on the Scriptures. But what I'm going to read here tonight and share with us tonight is nothing but God's Word. What do you think about God's Word? I'm just letting that float and, you know, kind of sink and drop. You know, what do you think about God's Word? How important is God's Word to you in your life and in your decisions? How important is God's Word in your wants, in your desires? I'm just about to have me a jumping, shouting fit right here. Hallelujah. I'm talking about God's word. Hallelujah. I'm talking about God speaking to man. I'm talking about direction from God. I'm talking about counsel from the Lord. I'm talking about the very thing that is going to keep me pressing forward and pressing beyond temptation and trials. Talking about the very thing God's given us so that we can be more than conquerors. Are you interested? Don't you just love it when I ask questions? Are you interested in being more than a conqueror? I mean, you know, a lot of times I say, man, if I could just get the victory, I would be all right. I just don't know if I can. Whoa. I mean, how many want to be more than a conqueror? I got the victory. Woo, praise God. Woo, and I'm wanting more and more of Jesus. More than a conqueror. You see, a conqueror gets to receive everything he conquers, but more than a conqueror, having even more than what you could even imagine in your mind. Woo. Hello. Is any teenager listening to me? Hello. Come on. I mean, you know, I pick on teenagers a lot because teenagers need picked on. Amen. They think they don't need picked on, but really in reality they do. They need help more than they could ever dream. They need help. Because in their dreams, they don't think they need help. They think all of us adults need help. Because they've got it figured out. Glory. But what I'm going to share with us tonight, teenagers, is words of life. Words of God that will help you if you will humble your heart and hear what the Spirit saying to the church. Saints of God, adults, older individuals, seasoned warriors. Hallelujah. Appreciate Sister Betty. I consider Sister Betty a seasoned warrior. Hallelujah. I just love to watch Sister Betty worship and pray. Hallelujah. I don't just stand around and do that all the time. Praise God. I mean, I've got my own praying and worshiping I'm doing, but I just love to look over there and see Sister Betty just praying. And I know she prays for her pastor because I feel it. Hallelujah. So if you will tonight, because I'm telling you it's going to be short. You may think it's already too long. Some of them ain't even paying attention to me. They don't want to look at me for some reason. I don't know why. Some people are that way. They don't like to look at the pastor in the eyes because they think the pastor can see right through and see what they're thinking. No, he can't. He's just a human being. And I got news for you. The Holy Ghost can. Amen. And if the pastor's doing his job, he'll see what the Holy Ghost is seeing too. Praise God. And he will help. He will help. Praise the Lord. Words of life. How many's got a page in your hand? Words of life. All right. Because it ain't going to be on the screen. It's going to be in your hands. Hallelujah. Once again, words of life. Romans 6:18. Being made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Are you glad you're saved tonight? Hallelujah. Do you remember what it was like when the sins rolled away? When the burden rolled away and you became that servant of righteousness? You cannot serve God and mammon. No, we can't serve two gods. When you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof now you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness. and the end, everlasting life. Praise our God. Did you notice? Holiness leads to everlasting life. There's a highway. Anybody ever read about that highway? It's that highway, oh, that leads to God. Holiness. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Do you want God's honor tonight? Do you want God to be pleased with your service? Hallelujah. We're not serving men. We're not men pleasers. We're God pleasers. Hallelujah. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Is that where you want to be? Meek and lowly in heart, like Jesus? And ye shall find rest unto your souls. Have you got turmoil going on inside? Is there a battle raging and roaring inside your heart? Inside your mind? For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. O Lord our God, other lords besides thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. I will run away. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Enlarging the heart is like a synonym of enlightening the mind. When I allow God's word to become the sole source of my strength, my courage, my wisdom, my power. Hallelujah. It will enlarge my heart, because out of the heart proceedeth the issues of life. And if my heart has been enlarged with God's word and God's presence, God's will and God's work, my life will follow it. I'll not struggle so much with sin. I'll not struggle so much with temptation when I will allow God's word and God's Holy Ghost to enlarge my heart. Hallelujah. To where my heart is, the only way your heart can be enlarged is by filling it fuller. Picture in your mind I was just looking for a balloon. Most balloons, when you buy a balloon, they're about the size of this. Maybe even a little smaller. But what makes a balloon grow larger? What? Blow what? Yeah, what do you blow it up with? I'm playing a game up here if you didn't realize that. Keep the microphone cover in. What do you fill it up? What do you blow it up with? Air. You blow it up with your breath, don't you? Unless you use that little pump going. Brrr. You fill it up with the breath. How do we enlarge our heart? You fill it up with the breath of God. Hallelujah. And our heart, oh God, our heart sometimes is so small, we can't believe God for anything. We don't think we can amount to anything. We don't think we can overcome anything. We don't think we can do anything. That's a pretty small heart. That heart needs to be enlarged by the word of life. by the Holy Ghost of God. It's not enough just for God to move upon us. I'm so glad when I can feel God's presence. But it's not enough just to feel God's presence. I've got to let Him fill me, hallelujah, till it begins to enlarge my heart, hallelujah, to where then I can see clearly, think clearly, and follow Him clearly, hallelujah, with a sober, amen, made up mind. Whew, praise our God. Maybe I'm not going to be short-winded. You see, we've got to understand, I've been made free from sin to become a servant of righteousness. Hallelujah. And He has provided me with everything I need for that to happen, to be more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. Is it going to be easy? No. I'll tell you right up front, no. It's not going to be easy. Is it going to be worth it? Yes. It is going to be worth it all. Hallelujah. When we see Jesus Christ, when we make that place called heaven we've just been singing about, when we see the loved ones that have gone on before, hallelujah, when we see actually happen what we heard about on our mama's knee, hallelujah, oh glory to God, when that trumpet sounds, amen, because it's about to sound, church, it is about to sound, woo, help me Jesus, that trumpet is almost to the lips, whoever's going to blow it, we're that close to the coming of the Lord. This world is ripe for the Antichrist. This world is ripe for that man of sin to step on the scene. We've got the spirit of Antichrist is working rapidly in the leadership of this country, who wants to take away all of our rights, and he wants you to be controlled by some form of government, not even the one that's here right now. This hasn't been done in a corner somewhere. It's blatant. It's everywhere. It's in the news everywhere. It's in the newspapers everywhere. It's just most folks don't see what's happening. This pastor does. We're headed for a one-world government. We're headed for government control of every circumstance and situation. If you think you got a lot of money in the bank, maybe you do, maybe you don't. Because it's fixing to go digital. Yeah, they've already signed papers about that. Our good old president, Uncle Joe, has already signed papers about making the dollar bill go away and just become a digit in a computer. None of this no more. They don't want this. They can't control this. You can hide this under your mattress. You can bury this in the ground somewhere in a chest. Don't leave it too long. It might get wet. They don't want you to have that because they want you to trust them with the care of your finances. Don't you love it when you go to the bank to get a loan and you've got to sign a stack of papers this tall. And all you're getting is a little Honda car. Woo! What's going on? They want you to get so frustrated with the system that you'll be ready to accept the new system that's coming down the way. Praise God. That's a freebie here. Because Jesus is about to come. I just want you to understand, this is why I feel that Jesus Christ is about to return, because the Antichrist is about to step on the scene, and I'm a firm believer in the pre-tribulation rapture. Hallelujah. Now, if you want to go through the rapture, that's fine with me, but if the trumpet sounds, I'm going to leave this old world behind, because I don't want anything that's going on in this world, because this world is fixing to follow the Antichrist. And you will too if you don't pay attention to what you're doing. You might say, well, I'd never do that. Well, a lot of people said they'd never do that. Very good. Praise God. But here's the answer. The Lord delighteth in thee. Woo. Praise God. Aren't you thankful here tonight? The Lord delighteth in thee. Thus saith the Lord that created thee. Praise our God. That's why we serve him. He created us. Amen. I didn't come from a monkey. How about you? I may act like one sometimes, but I did not have an ancestor that was one. I may look like one, but I didn't. Praise God. Woo. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Wow. He knows your name. Lydia. See? You know your name too. He knows your name. Weston. The Lord knows your name. London. The Lord knows your name. Praise our God. You got it, girl. Titus. The Lord knows your name. Not every other Titus that's in the world, but he knows your name. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Thou art mine. Oh, praise God. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Of course, we would probably say, probably not. But he says, yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. God's not going to forget you. Young person, God's not forgotten you. Things may not be going the way you think they ought to go, but maybe the way you think they ought to go is not the right thoughts. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Your name is on the palm of the hands of your Savior, right there next to the nail scars. That's when your name was written. That's when he knew you. Before you were ever born, he knew you. That goes for every one of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thy walls are continually before me. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Praise God. My delights were with the sons of men. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Hallelujah. He's there. Ask, seek, knock. They shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Ye that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. That is God's desire for my life. That is God's desire for your life. Amen. To present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Wonderful words of life. God is for us. He is not against us. He is working overtime to keep you and I pressing forward, going towards him, walking in the light of his word, walking in his ways, being holy as he is holy. Because there's no doubt about it, his word declares it, he is holy. That means he don't function like the world functions. He functions according to his law, his righteousness, his ways, his word. Praise God. This is something that I learned a long time ago. I have preached with a passion. The Holy Ghost will not lead you contrary to the word of God. If you think God told you to do something and the Bible tells you, no, don't do it, then God's not telling you to do it. Hello, praise God. These are words of life, God's word. That's the word of life. That's what's going to bring me into that right relationship with him. Could I have a piano player here tonight? Praise God. I have already closed. How many minutes? 4? 42 minutes? Oh, 24 minutes. Oh, I better pick it back up then. 24 minutes. Man, I'm 6 minutes shy of 30. Stand with me. Words of life. We hold it in our hand. We open it up in this form. Now in the hour we live in, we open it up on our piece of technology. I hope you open it up to the King James Version. But we have it so readily available. But how often do we hide it in our hearts so that I don't sin against my God? How often is it the final authority when Satan comes knocking at my heart's door to pull me into sin? Is God's word what rises first, or is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, or the pride of life rise first? See, that's where you got to make the decision. Everybody's going to be tempted. Everybody's going to be tested. Everybody's going to be tried. But those who have made this the final authority of their life are the ones that are going to be more than conquerors. You have to choose this day whom you're going to serve. It's a choice for anybody and everybody. Praise our God. This is where life's found. Let's come around these altars tonight. Let's close with a time of prayer, reflecting upon ask, seek, knock. Hallelujah. And God will bring an answer. God will strengthen. God will quicken His word. God will show us the way we need to go. Praise our God.